Early voting, either in person or by mail, is underway in all 50 states as both presidential campaigns make their final case to voters. Here to analyze each campaign's closing message, our Politics Monday team. That's Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report and host of Public Radio's Politics with Amy Walter, and Tamara Keith of NPR. She also co-hosts the NPR Politics podcast. Welcome to you both. Good to see you. And Amy, let's start with you. Can you believe it? This final stretch now before Election Day. Look, we've got Senator Harris back out on the campaign trail. We've got Vice President Biden prepping for Thursday's debate with the president. From the Biden campaign's perspective, what is the name of the game right now in these final days? What should they be focusing on?
Well, the name of the game is probably status quo. This is right now a challenger candidate who is leading his opponent, Donald Trump, by close to 10, 11 points, at least in the average of national polls. He's leading by 7 or more points in the key battleground states in the Midwest. So this is a let's just keep doing what we're doing. And the good news for Biden is that the president is actually helping him there. Again, the focus that the president has put on denouncing Anthony Fauci, questioning today on a call whether people really care so much about COVID anymore, they kind of want to just move on, telling states they need to open, getting into a fight with the governor of Michigan, who recently was a target for kidnapping. These things are helping Joe Biden because they're focusing on all the things he's been saying all along in this campaign. One, we need to fix the COVID crisis, and we're not going to get anywhere as a country, whether it's on the economy or anything else, until we fix that, number one. So it's still a big deal, despite what the president says. And two, the president's own sort of rhetoric and his style and his behavior, which for many voters has become the issue. I mean, it has been for quite some time, Amna, from the really very beginning of his presidency. But now what we're seeing as we get closer and closer to Election Day, as voters are starting to say, okay, this is somebody we're going to have to be with for 4 more years, the president needs to give those voters something different, an assurance that he's going to be able to not just solve the problems, but not divide the country and as much as he's been doing.
And so, Tam, despite everything Amy just laid out, we heard from the president's campaign today, his campaign manager, Bill Stepien, said this. He said, we feel better about our pathway to victory than we have at any point in the campaign. What is that optimism based on? What are they doing to close the gap right now?
Well, they've also been claiming to feel good about the president's standing all along, to be clear. Well, what they are arguing is that they have seen movement in voter registration in some key states with more people signing up as Republicans in recent months. The other thing that they say is that they have an amazing ground game, that they have more than 2 million volunteers who are knocking on doors and making phone calls. And while the Biden campaign basically stopped in-person activities, the Trump campaign did not stop in-person activities for very long and has been very actively involved in that ground game. So that is what they are claiming. They are claiming that they do have multiple paths to victory. Though certainly they don't have as many paths as the Biden campaign and former Vice President Joe Biden have. So they're out there. They, you know, the president is claiming joyfully, campaigning joyfully, but it's not clear whether that is a facade. Actually, it seems kind of likely it could be a facade.
Well, let me ask you about them being out there, Tam, because you were with the president out there most recently to a couple of big rallies he held. There's the one in Macon, Georgia, that got a lot of attention because I was looking over some of the pictures. Big crowds, very closely packed, not a lot of social distancing, very few masks. There was even some crowd surfing from Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, as we're seeing now. What did you hear from people on the ground there? What's the message that they're hearing from the president, and how is it landing?
So the thing with President Trump is his campaign speeches at this point in the campaign, where he's making 1 or 2 stops a day, these speeches are 90 minutes long. He has a message. His campaign has a message. It is not 90 minutes, though. It's you know, a few key catchphrases like Donald Trump has done more in 47 months than Joe Biden did in 47 years. There's another catchphrase about this is a choice between a Trump recovery and a Biden depression. And these are the president's main points, but they get completely and totally lost in, you know, the other hour of sidetracks and just sort of random greatest hit talking about low flow toilets or any number of other things that President Trump does that his base eats up. And these rallies, they're about the base. It's all about the base, which ties back to the ground game. This isn't about persuasion. This is about getting people to show up and vote for the president who they know like the president.
And so, Amy, even with both campaigns actively messaging in this way in these final days now before Election Day, we should point out early voting is underway in some form in every single state. Latest numbers show over 29 million people have already voted. These have already folks who've made up their mind. They're done listening to the messages for the most part. When you look at those numbers, Amy, what does that say to you right now about the state of the race?
Well, it says, hey, we've never voted in a pandemic before. I think a lot of people are banking on getting their votes in because they don't know what it's going to look like on November 3rd in their own community and whether they feel safe going and standing in what could be a really long line on Election Day. They've also been sort of conditioned by messages from the party leaders, Democrats saying, get out there and vote early, the president saying, I don't trust this early voting. It's rigged. So I think what we are going to see most likely are more Democrats voting early, Republicans voting on Election Day. And we also know that, you know, for many of these states, this is the first time that many of them, especially those in the Midwest, have had no excuse absentee voting, and where many states sent out applications. So, there's a lot going on here, Amna, and I think that the challenge is trying to decipher too much from these early votes. I know that a lot of folks want to say, well, if there are a lot of people voting, what is this early? What does that tell us about maybe who has an advantage going into Election Day? All I'll say is that, you know, both campaigns know exactly who the universe of voters are and how they want to get them to turn out. We saw in 2016, for example, Democrats were feeling great about Florida and North Carolina and their early vote programs there. What they found on Election Day was that the Donald Trump campaign, their voters that came out, and the Trump voters came out on Election Day in huge numbers and overcame the big advantage that Democrats had on early vote. So what it does tell us on the, for, I will say, one practical thing, especially in those Midwestern states, if the race is really close because of the rules about when ballots can be counted, it may mean we won't know who won in those key battleground states on election night or maybe even up to a couple days later.
Some big, big numbers, as you say. But also, as you say, we don't yet know what they mean. It's Amy Walter and Tamara Keith for Politics Monday today. Good to see you both.
Good to see you.